This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct on this Friday morning from the beautiful Belco Studios, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app for free with the podcast and everything's there. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing there, pumpkin?
I'm good. I'm solid. I'm happy it's the weekend.
Me too. I got a big weekend.
Yeah.
My first golf tournament, Jamie. You know what tonight is? Let me stand up.
Tonight?
Yeah, I'm very proud of this,
yes,
okay? Tonight, you know how the Masters has the Masters dinner before the big tournament?
Yes.
Tonight is the big raccoon dinner.
It's
the raccoon champions dinner.
Oh, yeah.
We all put on our coon hat.
Yeah.
And we have wings and celery.
Nice.
And it's just a blowout.
Yeah. Do you guys wear jackets at all?
Ours are plaid.
Plaid.
Yeah.
Nice.
We wear plaid with the coon hat.
Nice.
And it's a big outing. And
that's
tonight.
Fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet so. Does Lisa go with you to the champions dinner?
No.
No.
No women allowed.
Oh, no women. Really?
It's a men's club.
Oh. Raccoon Creek is a men's club?
No. Oh. It's a men's club event.
They
have a men's club within the club.
Understood.
What happened
to her big passion for golfing? Remember that phase?
Oh, yeah.
It's waned.
Because remember you got her clubs and then she wanted BXGs?
Here's she started out the season like a herd of turtles, you know, last month.
Uh-huh.
She was going to, she's joined the women's club right?
All right.
And going to play, but she had yet to pick up a club, okay? And they start next week.
But she's still hardcore into pottery.
She came home with a birdhouse last night.
Out of pottery?
I don't know.
What?
This is all over the place.
How do you make a birdhouse out of pottery?
They had kids night where you take the kid with you.
Yeah.
So Frog made a birdhouse and she made a birdhouse.
Out of clay or something?
Whatever, ceramic, pottery.
Oh,
clay,
okay. All right.
Whatever.
Right. Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I came home with birdhouses last night. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you hang them?
Well, they don't look like birdhouses, and they don't have anything to hang them with.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of bizarre.
There's a lot going on at that house.
Yeah. They look boring. I'll tell you what they look like. They look like something you'd sit a candle in.
Oh, okay.
Put a candle in there,
right.
And that would work pretty good. But the birdhouse, I don't know about a bird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's more of a lounging room.
It's a green room, yes, for a bird. Yes, I don't know what's going on
like
at my house.
Is there like a little couch in there and stuff?
I've got her, I've got Gus in the basement, I got everything going on.
Who cares? You're going to have a great weekend.
It's going to be great.
You got the champions dinner and then you got the golf tournament. Man.
The raccoon champions dinner.
Right, exactly.
Now, you know my name is on a cup over there?
I did not.
Yeah.
Wow,
sure
that is.
I'll take a picture and send it to you from the dinner tonight.
Yes, please do. Wow, that is amazing.
Yes, BJ Harris right there. I was a champion at one time.
Nice.
That's why I'm going.
I want to just get off this for a second and just tell everybody that I-25, no matter what the traffic guy said, it's a mess. So I-25 northbound at Arapahoe, I think people hit something in the road because there's like seven cars just for a block.
Oh.
And it looks like they all have flat tires, I think. So that's I-25 northbound at Arapahoe. And then if you come this way, I-25 southbound at, like a little past Bellevue, there's a big accident there too.
Yeah, I don't want to get away from this though. It's a Raccoon Champions dinner tonight.
I heard about it.
I heard about it
for like about 25 minutes.
Well, I know that you've got things that you'd like to bring up. Tonight's the big night, Jamie.
I heard.
Did you hear wings and celery?
Yeah, celery.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
And he got a name on a cup. Did you know he has his name on a cup? Yeah, it's right there in there.
No idea.
Can I tell you the truth? I don't remember winning it. I really don't.
Wow.
I don't remember. One day I was in there in the club, and somebody said your name.
This is really going to go on, isn't it?
They said your name's on that cup. And I had no idea. Well, anyway, now you're updated. I'm pretty excited, though. You can tell.
I'm like a kid at Christmas.
It's a big deal. Did you see the guy that peed in the creek yesterday at the Masters?
No, I did not.
What?
He did.
No.
They're thinking about throwing him out. Oh. Yeah, he had the urinate.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's a player. He's a player. They had bathrooms on the tee box before,
and
he forgot to go.
Oh.
So when he got over to the creek, he just whizzed in the creek.
Yeah. I didn't see that. So tell me about your championship guy thing again.
Tonight, wear the hat. And
yeah,
then
the
we
wings
put on
and
a,
celery.
Yeah. We plaid jackets on. It's pretty amazing, actually. I'll take some pictures and post for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about your wife's birdhouses? They don't even look
like a birdhouse. Looks more like a candle holder. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. Mumford & Sons tickets to give away. 7:20. You're not going to break this mood. We're going to have a good time today. Okay? Promise. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
For you. All right, Mumford & Sons. Or as Jamie likes to say, the stepsons.
Yes, they'll be there too.
Going to be at Red Rocks. Tickets 7:20 this morning. Okay?
Nice.
Make sure. You got a big weekend planned? What do you got going on?
I got a lot going on. It's very busy. Everything's very busy. I'm very busy.
No kidding.
Very busy. Very, very busy.
Action-packed.
Yeah, what about you, Carson? Very busy?
Oh, very busy.
Very busy.
Yeah. Fidel,
very busy. So busy.
So busy.
Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
We're all very busy.
Wow. Yeah. I tell you, I
had
no idea. It's
going to
be beautiful, too.
It
85.
Is. Oh, my gosh, I know.
Same record high for today and tomorrow.
Right? I'm so excited about this. It feels like spring. It's finally here. I've been waiting forever.
Well, speaking of which, we've got our first bear encounter. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Bear broke into a car up in Evergreen.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
I knew that they saw some in Castle Rock.
Destroyed it.
Oh, they
destroyed the car. We got the audio.
Bears are waking up and they are hungry.
And this is your reminder to make sure that your car is locked because bears, they have no problem operating door handles and then some. One driver in Evergreen found that out the hard way last night. Colorado Parks and Wildlife tell us that the bear smelled food inside this car. The bear then tore up the side panels, airbags, and dashboard in an effort to get back out of that car. A wildlife officer responded and was able to let that bear out.
He destroyed the car.
Yeah, they totaled him. Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen him inside him before because they panic because they can't get out.
There's a picture of this bear. He's lying in the floorboard of the car.
Oh, really?
It looks like he ripped the seats completely out of this thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The bears are waking up and they're hungry.
I bet it stinks like an animal, you know?
Ooh. It always leads me back to the story of peaches.
Yeah, that never worked out, though, did it?
No, it didn't.
No.
It didn't. Why don't we tell it, though?
I really tried to, I don't know. Have insurance fraud. I had a Range Rover that kept breaking, and I took it to John at Highlands Ranch Imports, and he basically said, I'm done working on this car. It costs too much money, and you need to get rid of it.
And then Jamie came up with a brilliant idea. Well, it was bear season.
Because Peaches had broken into my neighbor's car, and it was like a Mercedes or something, and did the same thing, completely destroyed it. So I put a cheeseburger in mine. And that bear never came around.
And by the way, the bear got its name Peaches because it loved peach Trulies.
Yeah. Big fan of the peach Trulies.
The neighbors or whatnot would have them in the trash can, and he'd go over and drink a few of those before he, did what he did in the neighborhood.
I swear, but I heard one last night. I know I did.
A bear?
Yeah, because they breathe really heavy. like that. And I was like, oh, I need to check my cameras, actually. Because he's like, and I was like, oh, that's a bear. That is definitely a bear.
Right outside your window.
And I have caramel corn in my Jeep. And I was like, I need to get that caramel corn out of my Jeep. I don't know if they like caramel corn, but I felt like he did.
I think they like anything, don't you?
They even like chewing gum. They said that one at a trailhead broke into a car just for the juicy fruit chewing gum.
Really? Yeah, I think they'll eat anything. I don't think there's anything you can put in your car that they won't go for.
I know. So it is bear season. They are waking up and they are hungry.
Could you do that sound effect again? You sure that wasn't a peeping Tom?
No, I'm sure. The way they breathe, it's like, it's creepy. It's super
very
creepy.
Distinct.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had one bear over the past 15 years in our neighborhood.
Really?
One bear, and it was a small bear.
Did you see it?
No, I saw video that someone had shot. I didn't see it personally.
Because I got to see one in the wild at my house, and it is creepy.
It would freak me out.
Because you're just like, because you can't believe you're seeing it.
Like, is this real life? What?
Yeah, and he's just walking. He doesn't care. He's just...
I love this time of year when bear talk is back.
I know it is back. But remember, get rid of all your bird feeders. Don't put those out right now. And even hummingbirds. I don't know if it's hummingbird season yet. I don't think so. But all that stuff, because they'll rip them off the tree.
They love donuts. We all do. Oh, I have a donut story for you.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. But first, let me, because we're talking about bears, keep in mind. Bears never give up.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I only know the part where it says bears never give up.
Here we go.
Give them the hugs.
Yay!
So yesterday, Frog, I pick him up from school because we have to go to tutoring, okay?
Yep.
And so I don't know why, but I picked him up. Are you hungry? Let's go to Freddy's. Let's go to here. Boom, boom, boom. He loves Jimmy John's. He wants to go to the donut shop. Krispy Kreme. He wants a donut.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying. Man, did we hit it right.
You got the hot button.
Jamie.
Oh,
as soon as we pulled in the parking lot, the hot button came on. I walked it, and I didn't realize what the hot button was. I'd never been caught like that.
Oh.
So I get there. I get inside. Lady comes over. She goes, here you go. Here you go. Free donuts.
Free?
Yeah, you get them free if the hot button comes
and
on.
And they're fresh.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that part.
No, and everybody in the restaurant. Everybody in the donut shop.
If the hot button comes on, they're free?
Yeah.
I thought it just meant that they're hot.
No. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Me and you both. Because I looked at the lady and I said, we haven't even ordered yet.
Yeah.
Well, why are you giving us donuts? I mean, she was like a donut pusher.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of like, whoa, you're crossing the line here, lady. She goes, no, it's free.
Yeah, I didn't
and
know
I said,
that.
Why is it free? She goes, you see that light? That light right there, it's on.
I've never been to Krispy Kreme.
Never?
Oh, no.
It's pretty fascinating.
Is it?
No.
Wait, what? Really? Tell me.
Let me tell you, that conveyor belt.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the machine.
Geez.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
All right, so when you walk in.
Yeah?
Folks, stop into Krispy Kreme's this morning, okay? Uh-huh. Is it creams or cream?
Krispy Kreme.
All right, stop in there this morning because you're going to be blown away with that conveyor belt. This is unbelievable. There are thousands of donuts come rolling off that thing every single moment.
Does like the conveyor belt like go around the whole restaurant?
Yeah.
Like the sushi place?
Well, it goes around the kitchen area and not out in the other area because people would take their finger.
Well, they do that with sushi. That place
they do?
Over there. Yeah. It's on a belt. A belt and it goes by everybody.
No. Krispy Kreme
has it. That's how you
pick
it up off the conveyor belt to get it.
It's fascinating. I swear.
Well, then you would really freak out at the sushi place. Your kid would love it. You sit in these booths, and then like a train, it comes by, and it's just sushi.
And you pick out what you want.
Just, I could do that. I could do that. That's right down my alley.
But you do wonder how long it's been on the belt.
Every single time, I'm like,
I know.
Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah.
But I was blown away yesterday at the donut shop.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That was a big day.
Woo, what a day yesterday.
Man.
We stopped in, got a couple of donuts.
Yeah.
And then you feel obligated to buy a dozen, you know, because you just got two for free.
Right.
You can't be, that schmuck that says, hey, thanks, and leave.
And they're fresh. Come on.
I'm going to do something exciting, and I'll let you guess what it is. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Nope.
Powwow.
Drumming.
Drumming?
Yeah.
No.
Gamble.
Yes.
Buffalo running. Buffalo running. Right?
Yeah, right? Very nice.
Damn, I'm good at this. Who would have guessed buffalo drumming?
She was drumming.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe she was going to use Ralphie's drums.
Jamie, drumming. Is that goofy?
Listen, I just ignore it.
Buffalo run.
Yeah,
you're going to Blackhawk.
I am. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I put it together, huh?
Yeah. Very nice.
Very good. It took a long
time. You all right?
That added.
The only thing is that I hate about the penny slots. You put in a 20 and you hit it like three times and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, I put in a 20.
You know, I can't understand those machines.
I know.
I don't get it, man. They zigzag all across the screen. You've got a princess over here, a crown over here. You got something that looks like it's four in a row that may have just hit a jackpot, and you don't win crap.
And then you're like, what do you mean? That is all winners right there.
I don't get it.
It wasn't exactly on the line.
Yeah, I got five treasure chests in a row. Yeah. You can't tell me there's nothing in that treasure chest.
Exactly.
And the one
that really gets me, and if you haven't played, I apologize for talking about this because you don't get it, but there are these like firecrackers and they all build up. There's these fireworks, they all build up. And if you get enough of them, they explode and you win all the money, right? But then what happens is you keep building it, and then you put $20 more in it, $20 more, and then all of a sudden you're out of money and it never exploded.
We're going to have to take a break here. Jimmy just broke down in studio. We're going to have to get things back in order here.
So sad.
You know, and they have that with the pig machine too, the three little piggies. Have you seen that one?
No.
You feed them as you go, and they get fatter and fatter and fatter. And at some point, they become just
And then the,
bacon.
You get the money.
And then you get the money, but you run out of money before it explodes.
Yes.
And then some
every
other Yahoo
time.
Comes through,
yes.
And they slip a 20 in, and they hit the jackpot on you.
It's so irritating.
It is.
Gambling sucks. Can't wait to go.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood now. Tabloid trash is coming up. Oh, and after tabloid trash, we stumbled upon something yesterday called the Colorado Payback.
Yeah, that's the only way I can win.
Jamie found money.
I found money. Yeah.
Carson, did you find money?
Yeah, I found money.
You found money. We haven't stumbled on it.
They've been talking about it for like 3 years, but it just came back up again. Because we used to play the commercials.
Every year it comes up.
Yeah, every year. Yeah.
They bank the money every year and then they try to give it back to us.
And that's nice of them.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know, at least they try.
That Polis man, what a guy.
I love his shoes.
We'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da. Oh, sorry. I don't know what that was. I'm just excited that it's Friday. That's all.
Me too.
I have a headline here, but I have no information. It just is a headline, and I'll read it to you. But again, there's nothing to go with it, okay? It's just a piece of paper with a headline. Does Britney Spears have fat feet? That's all it says. Look, there's no article.
I know. I saw that too.
Well, I'd sure like to know.
I have no information.
I mean, that's a tease. Now, see, if I come up on that and I got to pay for it, I pay for that one.
You pay for this
one?
Yeah, I think that's
feet?
What happened.
Yeah. You betcha.
Does Britney Spears have... That's all it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... I. We'll research that, okay?
I feel like she has fat ankles.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know why it's a thing. It's just the most random thing I've ever seen. So I apologize for sharing it with you when there's no information, but I was like, what is this?
I feel like she doesn't have fat feet because I'm kind of looking at them and they seem normal. Yeah. There's a picture. I mean, she dances all the time. How could she have fat feet?
Yeah.
Swollen.
Shmadil, why are you looking at this?
Because we were talking about it. She made a post. It says 13 hours ago, and she just has her feet up in the air. Yeah. They don't look fat.
No, they're not fat.
Yeah.
All right, well, we solved it. Yay!
Thanks.
Yeah. This is a sad story. You know how Grey's Anatomy was a rage forever? Well, there was McDreamy, and then there was McSteamy, and Eric Dane became McSteamy, and he has been diagnosed with ALS. This is really sad. Eric Dane has been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He's 52 years old. He shared his diagnosis with People Magazine while explaining that his health has not impacted his plans to return for Euphoria Season 3. He will also be on the HBO series set in the coming days. ALS, unfortunately, is fatal. It's progressive. It's a degenerative disease that breaks down the nerves in the body, and there's no cure for it.
No cure.
Isn't that crazy?
It's terrible news.
It is awful.
Yeah.
But I mean that there's no cure, you'd think by now. We can put a man on the moon.
It's one of the worst things you can be diagnosed of because there is no cure.
Yeah, and not only that, but it leads to paralysis, and you're not able to breathe or speak or even move.
I didn't realize that he was McSteamy.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Yep. I saw the news story yesterday, but I didn't put one and one together.
Yeah, he was Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy. And he was McSteamy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I know. Taylor Swift, this is a huge story. Taylor Swift is taking legal action against Kanye. Uh-oh. I guess he went unhinged. Kanye West went unhinged. He went on social media to say that Taylor Swift had sex with both Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time.
Whoa, that's hot.
Yeah, two scrawny men.
That's just crazy stuff. Well, she's not exactly fat herself.
No, I know, but now she has a real man.
Yeah.
She was with two really scrawny boys, and she wasn't. She said she wasn't. He claimed that Swift had had sex with both Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. I know, that would just be so bony. Right?
It's like a bunch of twigs trying to make a fire.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a true story, and I just pictured that.
Shmadil, that was funny.
It was funny.
Oh, hey, look at you on a Friday. Oh, look at you.
He even talked about the encounter in graphic terms. I don't know why he knows this, but anyway, he talked about it in graphic terms. Now it says that Taylor Swift she's done.
That's lawsuit material there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can go after him.
Defamatory for sure. And so she sent a cease and desist, and then Travis wants to meet up with Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good rumble.
We got it.
That's pay-per-view right there, man.
I would pay to see that, actually.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
And Kelsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess he wants to meet with a man to man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. But the problem is, I understand that Travis Kelce wants to be, you know, her boyfriend and be that tough guy and stuff. But this guy is mentally ill, and there's no dealing with him.
No.
At all. In fact, he not only went on to say that, but then he went on to say that he had relations with Madonna, Ashley Olsen, I don't know.
But Kanye did.
Yeah.
He also said that he's jealous that he didn't get to sleep with Taylor himself.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh. He's unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's going to say next. It's crazy.
He needs to be medicated.
Yeah. Like,
or tranquilized. I'm not sure. Yeah, one or the other.
Take everything away from him.
Put him down.
Yeah. He needs to be put away for a little bit. Yeah. Think about what he's done.
Yeah. I'm surprised these platforms allow him to still be on there.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the things he's saying are very
racist.
You know, well, racist. They're you know, you take legal action against the platform. He's just a loose cannon, man.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Yeah.
He is absolutely a mess. This is great news. You know what's awesome is when you're 72 years old and you're dating a 24-year-old girl. That's like Bill Belichick is, right? He's 72, she's 24, and guess what? She's running for Miss Maine, USA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I hope she wins.
I did too.
Yeah.
I feel like she will just because they want her to, because they want the publicity.
It'd be huge. It'd be everywhere.
I know. And Bill's sitting there, doing a great job up there.
Bragging about how he's dating Miss Maine.
Yeah. I like the swimsuit stuff.
When I think of Miss Maine, I think of her in a lobster costume or something. You know? Like.
That's fair. With her claws.
Yeah.
The Minecraft movie. You know, Schmidl was on this before it was even cool.
Yeah.
But Dale, we have to give you credit because we didn't.
I knew the chicken jockey was going to take off, man.
Yeah, we had never heard of the chicken jockey.
La 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 lava, chicken. Steve's lava chicken, yeah, sticky as hell. Ooh, mama, see, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava.
Good job, Schmidl.
Yeah, on it before we even knew about it. Here's the deal. A lot of you will be seeing Minecraft, the movie, this weekend. Well, don't freak out if a bunch of kids get up, start yelling out lines, cheering different game moments, and launching whole buckets of popcorn in the air during key scenes, especially when someone yells, "Chicken jockey!"
I saw a video where kids literally, they do the whole "chicken jockey," and one kid has a live chicken in his hand that he holds up in the theater. Yeah.
Really?
This is getting out of hand.
Buy that at the concession stand or what?
Yeah, they just sell it right there.
Because, you know, they sell the $40 bucket now, so now promotion. You get a chicken.
It's the new promotion for the movie.
My wife took Frog last weekend. She said it's a madhouse. She said it's absolutely out of control inside the theater.
I bet. Yeah. So don't get all mad and all bent if you all these kids. It's what's going on right now.
Man, this thing has set Jack Black up for life.
Well,
okay.
He was already super.
Well, I know he was, but now we're talking that defining moment, okay? Because this thing is already well over the budget that it already had in its first weekend, and they're saying another $90 million this weekend.
Ooh. I don't know. That's Snow White's right up there with him. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
La, 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 lava.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.